The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following is a conversation between Angela Williams, President and CEO of Easter Seals, and Denver Frederick, host of The Business of Giving on AM 970 The Answer, WNYM, in New York City.
2019 will mark the centennial anniversary of Easter Seals, who was originally known as the National Society for Crippled Children. The organization has a rich history and continues to evolve and modernize. And here to talk about all of that with us is Angela Williams, the president and CEO of Easter Seals. Good evening, Angela, and welcome to The Business of Giving.
Good evening, Denver, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
100 years. Wow, that's a lot of history. Share a little bit of it with us, including the significance of the name Easter Seals.
Well, I'd love to just tell you a little bit about the history and the birth of the seal. Actually, if I go back to 1907, we were founded by Ohio businessman Edgar Allan, who lost his son in a streetcar accident. And so because there was no medical services that were adequate to save his son, he sold his business and began a fundraising campaign to build a hospital in his hometown of Elyria, Ohio. Allan was surprised to learn that children with disabilities were often hidden from public view, and it inspired him to make a difference. Thus was founded the National Society for Crippled Children, the first organization of its kind. But Denver, to your question, the birth of the seal, 30 years later in 1934, the organization launched its first ever Easter Seals, and I'm saying that in quotation, campaign to raise money for its services. And to show their support, donors placed the seals on envelopes and letters. And many of us may remember that going door to door and selling those seals and licking those stamps and putting them on envelopes and letters. And in fact, the Cleveland Plain Dealer cartoonist J.H. Doheny designed the first seal. And if I could, we changed our name from the National Society for Crippled Children in 1952 to the new organization, Easter Seals. And so you have the seal, it's emerged over the years, and the campaign continued and triggered nationwide expansion for people who wanted to give to those that were disabled and in need.
You know, just listening to you, Angela, I can almost taste the glue on my tongue again from licking all those seals when I was a kid. I remember that so well. How are you structured? Where are you across the country and beyond, and what's the structure of the organization?
Well, Denver, I am the president and CEO of the National Office of Easter Seals, and we are headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. But we have 71 affiliates throughout the country, and those 71 affiliates operate in thousands of sites and in thousands of homes across the country.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the range of your programs, which are for both children and adults with disabilities and special needs. And they're organized under four major rubrics: live, learn, work, and play. And maybe you can give us a sense of each, starting with live. What are your initiatives there, Angela?
Thank you, Denver, for asking that question, because when people think of Easter Seals, they're still thinking about those stamps and they don't recognize the incredible breadth and depth of the organization. And so these rubrics of live, learn, work, and play help to really structure and explain who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with live, there are folks that need assistance just in their daily lives. And so the programs that help support those initiatives could be such things as respite, providing services of in-home care, or providing services of adult daycare for seniors that don't have a place to go and being cared for by their family members or others who need to go to work. When you think about live, think about assistive technology. Think about not only just people think about wheelchairs, but technology that allows a person that does not have use of their limbs to still be able to communicate and to be able to be a part of society, a part of their families, and a part of their communities. And then when we talk about learning, we have child care services that we offer around the country. We work with the largest provider of care and training for children with autism. And we work with those children to be able to allow them to learn and to grow and to participate in society. The other thing that we offer is children's services. We provide early intervention. We have an online tool called Make the First Five Count. And what that is a tool for young parents with younger children to go online and take a test. It answers questions about their child's behavior and abilities, and it flags whether there's potential development issues that the parent needs to know about. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about work, we offer employment services around the country, training. We work with individuals with disabilities to allow them to be full participants and to earn money in order to live and survive. There's a statistic, Denver, that I think is absolutely shocking, and that is the statistic that 80% of people with disabilities live in poverty. Mm-hmm. So how do we solve for that? One of those ways is to make sure that they, too, have an opportunity to be employed. And then the last framing that we use is play. We know that playing means being able to relax and enjoy, to be able to engage with others, to even enjoy nature. What I'm really pleased about is that our affiliates, a number of them, have wonderful, incredible, accessible campsites across the country. Think about this. In the summertime, where a number of kids across America get to go to camp for the summer, well, children with disabilities have that opportunity as well through Easter Seals.
Mm-hmm. Is it a challenge, Angela, for an organization that does have such a breadth and scope of services, even with these rubrics, to have people know exactly what you do?
You're right. And just because we touch Americans from birth to senior citizen status. And we are a holistic organization. And so as we talk about who we are America's enabler.
Mm-hmm.
Enabler in the sense that we enable people to have hope. We enable people to live full and productive lives, no matter what your status, no matter what your age is,
No
matter what your socioeconomic status is.
Following up on this strain of thought, Easter Seals recently did a rebrand with a fresh, sleek, and modern look. How did you think about it? What were you looking to say? And what has its impact been?
Well, we are really excited about the rebrand. And let me just say this. This is on the cusp of celebrating our 100 years as an organization and a part of American fabric. And so we do have a rebrand that is fresh. It's exciting. We have a logo that is just incredible. It's Easter Seals, and we have almost looks like sunshine around, raised around the E. But then the other thing that, Denver, I'm not sure if you know this, but we have a tagline, all abilities, limitless possibilities.
Right.
And that is going to be presented to Americans, to reintroduce Americans to Easter Seals, and to introduce us to some for the very first time. And when we talk about all abilities, limitless possibilities, we're celebrating joy, we're celebrating hope, we're celebrating possibilities. And so this is really, really incredible. And we're asking folks to stay tuned and watch for commercials and PSAs, and you'll just see how we are celebrating life of all abilities.
That is so smart. You know, so many organizations, I think, focus on the problems. And when you're focusing on the solutions and what you've been able to do for people, that really elevates people. And I think it's also a good strategy for raising more money myself.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Speak a little bit about your business model. Speaking of money, the different sources of revenue that support your work, and maybe who are some of your key corporate partners?
Thank you. So let me start with our corporate partners, because I really just appreciate, and all of our affiliates also, we appreciate the corporations that care about the work that we're doing, that want to participate, that want to put a stake in the ground and say, we want to partner because we believe in the work of Easter Seals. So we're very grateful to have Comcast, NBC Universal.
Mm-hmm.
We have Century 21. We have Amway, AC Moore. And there are many, many more organizations, corporations, but that is just to name a few of our leading ones. CVS
uh-huh.
has also been a fantastic corporate partner of ours. And we're just really excited because many more are coming and asking, how can we work with Easter Seals? Because we recognize how you provide a holistic approach to the issues facing this country. Now, you asked Denver about our revenue sources. So primarily our revenue is generated from a number of different ways, starting with the services that we provide. Because we provide medical services, we are reimbursed through Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
We are reimbursed through private insurers for the services that we provide. We also receive a number of government grants. For example, we provide grants for the Senior Community Service Employment Program. This is a program the federal government funds through the Department of Labor to assist seniors that would like to get back into the workplace, and they are in a lower income bracket. So it provides services to teach them how to interview, how to put a resume together.
Mm-hmm.
They get an internship and then job placement. Then, in addition to the government grants that we receive, we also have, as I just outlined, corporate sponsors, and then we have philanthropy, and also direct mail is one of our primary generators of revenue from the philanthropic side.
Let's return to the Centennial for a moment. Aside from introducing your new look and your new messaging, what other things do you have planned, if you can give us a sneak peek for 2019?
Well, we are really excited, Denver, I have to say, to gather in Washington, D.C. the third week in March. And we will have a special event at the Smithsonian American Art Museum, beautiful location, to celebrate Easter Seals.
Mm.
And we are inviting our corporate partners. We're inviting those that have been in service to Easter Seals, our wonderful volunteers, without whom we would not be where we are today, from over the decades, coming back and celebrating them, celebrating our clients, and celebrating other leaders across the country. So that's one sneak peek. But in addition to that, we will have local events throughout the country. Each affiliate will be leading their own events. And so we have just a number of things planned to continue to elevate Easter Seals and the great work that we're doing.
And you're going to start the year off with a bang, aren't you, at the Rose Bowl Parade?
Well, thank you for bringing that out. That is absolutely the best way to start the year off. On January 1, we are so excited. We are having the first ever Easter Seals float in the Rose Parade. So I want everyone to stay tuned and watch it. We will have on our float our clients and some of our employees. So it will be really, really exciting. We're so grateful to our Southern California affiliate for taking the lead and having the vision to start the year off right. So Denver, watch on January 1 and look for the Easter Seal float.
How cool is that? I'll make a point. I'll be up. You've been the CEO of Easter Seals for close to a year now. How would you describe, Angela, the corporate culture? And is there anything that you have done to help shape it and make it even better since you've arrived?
Well, Denver, since I've started, as you can imagine, it's been a team effort. One of the things our national office has strived to do is to make sure that our affiliates know that we exist to be in service to them.
Mm-hmm.
We are the brand. We may own the brand, but it is our affiliates that are out there in communities, in homes, touching people's lives that are actually making the difference and making the brand come alive. So we together are working to develop and continue to elevate a culture of service, because at our heart, that's who we are. And if you go back to the founding of our organization, that's what our founder was about, service to others.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your personal journey, Angela, on your way to leading Easter Seals, including the influence of your dad, who was one of your role models.
Yes. Well, my dad, when I was born, was a Baptist pastor in Anderson, South Carolina. And from that, he joined the Navy as a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I watched my parents always be in service and role models and leaders and on the forefront. My dad was also one of those Baptist pastors that was a leader in the civil rights movement. And it was all about affecting the lives of people that were disenfranchised. It's affecting the lives of people that were in need and deserved a seat at the table and deserved to be considered for who they are and not as something different, as someone different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has totally influenced my life of service. And Denver, I don't know if you know this, but I'm also an ordained minister, graduated from seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And continue in my personal life a life of service to others. And so it's all about wrapping that into how do I give back? And I choose to do so in my private life, but also in the marketplace. I served in the military on active duty for 6.5 years as an Air Force JAG. I served in Desert Storm. And from there, I worked in the federal government as an assistant United States attorney. I worked in the Department of Justice. And from there, I worked on Capitol Hill in the United States Senate, serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee staff as Senator Edward M. Kennedy's special counsel on criminal law. From there, I also served President Bush, George H.W. Bush, and President Bill Clinton on their Hurricane Katrina Foundation. And my role there was to serve as interfaith liaison and helped to give $25 million to churches that were devastated by Hurricane Katrina. And then from there, I also served with the YMCA, the national office, for 11 years. So there's this thread of service throughout my own personal background, and I see all of those varied experiences as contributing to where I am today. And I have to tell you, Denver, this is my dream job.
Well, I could tell you, you sound like you could be 110 years old with everything you've done so far. So,
Denver, watch it. Watch it, Denver.
That's an extraordinary resume. Let me close with this, Angela. Often the impact of an organization can best be told through a story. Share one with us and the impact that Easter Seals has had on an individual and then in turn their family.
That's a good one. I will share with you my own personal story.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know this, but I do have a grandson that has autism. My son and his family recently moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And one of our affiliates runs a number of Head Start programs. I called our CEO down there, Donna Davidson, and said, Donna, could you please help my grandson? He needs to be in a Head Start program, and he needs to be learning. And she opened up her doors. And my husband and I were just talking about this last night, about how he's really starting to talk and forming sentences and how he's doing so well in school and how every morning his clothes are laid out for him. He gets dressed. He has his little backpack, has his lunch, and is ready, the first child of the three, ready to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot about how our people really give their hearts, put themselves on the line to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, what a beautiful story to end on. Well, Angela Williams, the president and CEO of Easter Seals, I want to thank you so much for being here this evening. Tell us about your website, the information that's there, and how listeners can help support this work if they should be so inclined.
Thank you. I'd like to say to your audience, we would love for you to look at our website and see the great work that Easter Seals is doing and let you know that we need your financial support. You can log on to www.easterseals.com. Easter Seals is EASTERSEALS. www.easterseals.com. Please donate today. Children need your support. Our seniors need your support. The veterans that we serve need your support. Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Angela. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure to be on the show with you, Denver, and thank you so much for creating the opportunity, and thank you so much for what you do.
Well, our pleasure. I'll be back with more of The Business of Giving right after this.
The Business of Giving can be heard every Sunday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern on AM 970 The Answer in New York and on iHeartRadio. You can follow us at Biz of Give on Twitter and at Facebook.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.